This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Sheikh, is it okay if I sit down and ask you a few questions?
Sure. No worries.
I had a question to ask you, which I was a little bit embarrassed about. So the question was, recently during my salah, I feel like I've lost that connection. And I'm just wondering, is this something that's normal? And how do I go about regaining that connection and finding khushu within my salah?
I think the problem you're describing is quite common. A lot of people suffer with this problem. But there are a few remedies to this that are short-term, easy, quick fixes that you can employ. And there's some that are a bit more long-term. So, you know, the Prophet ﷺ tells us that إِذَا قُمْتَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَصَلِّ الصَّلَاةَ مُوَدِّعُ, that when you get up to the salah, then perform the salah of one who is bidding farewell. So they're leaving this world, they're leaving the dunya. That's their last salah. So if you think of that, it's literally your last salah. Your grave is right next to you. And once you've finished and completed that prayer, you're going down, you're being lowered into your grave, you're going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take a few moments before your salah to picture this, to imagine this. And your salah will change completely. I think, like, it's self-explanatory. I don't need to explain why your salah will change. You know that this is the thing that's going to benefit me with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, in your salah, when you reach a point where, you know, you're distracted and you start to think of home and your family or your business, etc., or the conversation you just had with a person before you entered into that salah, then the Prophet ﷺ has taught us to say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَلْيَدْخُلْ عَنْ يَسَارِهِ ثَلَاثًا, that he should have a slight spitting sound that is emitted from his mouth towards his left. And that literally dispels or expels the devil that comes and bothers you. So there's a specific devil that is employed to come and worry you during your salah. His name is Khinzab or Khanzab. Mm-hmm. So that's his job. He comes there and he constantly tries to worry you and distract you and call you to that which is, you know, has nothing to do with your salah. So I think if you employ a few methods like these, your salah changes.